This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. National Travel and Tourism Week is underway. It's sponsored by the U.S. Travel Association and held the first full week in May since 1984. Joining me in the studio to talk about some local highlights are Joe Wade, president of the Lafayette West Lafayette Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Sarah Erickson, social media specialist with the CVB. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Now, obviously, tons of great things to do in and around Greater Lafayette, but Joe, hit some of the highlights. What can people do around the area?
Well, the summertime, I think people start thinking about festivals and the kickoff of all those festivals. Certainly, Round the Fountain Art Fair is always Memorial Day weekend and really kicks off our season. We try to kick things off with National Tourism Week and make sure people are aware of those different, when the taste is, that it's always the third Saturday in June, and when Dancing in the Street is in July. And in August, we have Jazz and Blues Festival, but we also have another, I think it's called Across the Wabash, a craft beer festival that's going to be on the bridge during the day. And there's always those downtown gallery walks and mosey down Main Street. They can go to our website and find out all those different events going on besides the attractions like Wolf Park and Tropicana Cove and all the parks we have, trails.
Museums as well.
Museums, wonderful places. I always leave out somebody that will let me know later, but we just have so much I can never get it in the short amount of time I have to talk.
And we should say homeofpurdue.com is your website.
Right.
And I think over there on the left sidebar menu, there's a things to do in museums and whatnot. And I'd like to say one of my favorite ones over the summer is the Colt World Series, which brings in a huge number of people.
It does. Colt World Series is wonderful. And in fact, sports marketing in general is doing a lot for our economy, as travelers always do. And one of the things the Convention and Visitors Bureau says that it's our job to do is bring in visitors, but we bring in heads in beds, fans in stands, cheeks in seats, and feet on streets.
Okay.
So it's our job to get those fans in the stands for Colt World Series.
And I was amazed after I moved here at the number of golf courses in the area.
Yes.
I mean, I knew about the two at Purdue, but...
And throughout, and we have stay-and-play packages, and people come from all over the place. We've got a new Pete Dye golf trail throughout Indiana. They're coming to play the Pete Dye golf course, as well as the Hale Irwin at Coyote Crossing.
Sarah, how does social media play into all of this?
Social media is huge. People want to connect with other people and places, and they want to get their travel information through Facebook and Twitter and blogs. And we try to take advantage of everything going on and using our social media tools to draw people and visitors to Lafayette, West Lafayette.
So do you work with businesses and entities in the area to do that for them?
We connect with local restaurants and hotels and attractions. And we have a blog that each week runs three times. We have a weekend update, and we feature different restaurants and attractions, et cetera, on this blog. And then through Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, we also promote those local places.
And in fact, you have a special giveaway kicking off today.
We're going to be doing a girlfriend's getaway contest for our tailgate. We have over $400 worth of a whole package built. Overnight stay, hotels, restaurants, shopping venues that have given us gift certificates to come and visit.
And speaking of tailgate, you've got one celebrating today, the National Tourism Week.
We do. We have going on from 4 to 7 p.m. today. We have entertainers coming to play music for us. We have a variety of different tourism attractions in the area, from Purdue Athletics selling football tickets to the winery and the craft beer places doing tastings. And we have a number of different facilities going to be there that can tell you about their summer festivals and attractions and things to see and do while you're in the community. I think the Boilermaker Special is going to be there. We've had this a couple years, and we've had the poor Boilermaker Special has had some issues. So until it drives up, and we see it there, we're not 100% sure, but it's always a big draw.
Even without the Boilermaker Special.
Absolutely.
So again, that's 4 until 7 today. The CVB is at 301 Frontage Road, basically the intersection of Interstate 65 and State Road 26.
Yeah, behind Cracker Barrel there.
And again, the website is homeofpurdue.com for all your getaway information. Joe Wade and Sarah Erickson from the Lafayette West Lafayette Convention and Visitors Bureau, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having us.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo.